All right, well, it's week 15 of the NBA season. Underway week 15. I'm Scott Keller. He is Steve St. Pierre, and you are now streaming season 2, episode 33 of Menace Podman, your NBA and fantasy basketball podcast. We got the All-Star break coming up about just over 2 weeks away. You're probably, if you're in head-to-head, you're probably about just over a month away from some fantasy playoffs here. So we're getting to some exciting parts of the year, and especially the trade deadline coming up too.
Yeah, it's the calm before the storm right now.
Yep, I remember you saying that last year, and man, was it true.
Yep.
Last week, we had on our friend Mike Bark. We talked a little bit about NBA. We talked a little college. We talked a little about everything, in between a bunch of other stuff. Just want to thank him again for joining us on the pod. It was a long one, but it was a good one. And this week we'll be back to our regular format here.
Yeah, fantastic episode. Check it out if you haven't already.
I would say too, I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but I did see we had our first stream in France and we were talking about all these French players.
We were, yeah.
So it was interesting. But
Yeah.
No, one other note off the top here. I just wanted to mention our friends over at Outlier.bet. They actually just added stats within their their platform, that they've added Prize Picks and Underdog, and as addition to the other four sports books they were showing lines for in there that you can get analysis on that they had already accommodated for. So that's awesome. Just one more reason to go out and get Outlier.bet. You can always get a 7-day free trial. Just click the link in the podcast notes and sign up and check it out. Another thing I also did over the last week, I checked out props.cash as well. And props.cash is almost, dare I say, almost as good as outlier.bet. I like the outlier.bet, the interface a little bit better, but props.cash has some really interesting things that are really cool with them too. You can actually just hit a plus or minus toggle for people coming in and out. Let's say they're injured and you don't want them to line up and see other stats like that. And they also have historical lines on over-unders and things, so you can check and see how that's moved over time. But anyways, I got a very, very quick first thing, and then we'll touch on some schedule stuff, maybe a couple notes on the All-Star game, news notes, a whole bunch of stuff. So here's the first thing.
Name on your paper, first thing.
So I saw this last week. The coach of the Toronto Raptors, obviously Darko Rajakovic, replacing Nick Nurse last year. It's like I said, it's a quick first thing, but they had him and his wife, they pledged to donate $20, 20 US dollars. They actually verify, not Canadian dollars. So it's not that fake Canadian shit, for every assist to, the Raptors record this season, dating all the way back to the opener. So they, went in retro, as far as many assists as they did, since the beginning of the year. So I think, man, there was a number as of when they announced this on the 24th of January. The Raptors currently at that point, so yeah, about a week ago, had 1,302 assists. So the current donation total that he and his wife were donating was $26,040. That's what that came out to. But obviously, they got the whole season ahead of them, or the rest of the season ahead of them, to keep making donations. But they were donating that. They're splitting it between the Toronto's Hospital for Sick Children. We've actually talked about them on the pod before. St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis and the Children's Hospital in Belgrade, Serbia.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is just really winning me over here. He just keeps getting cooler and cooler. I love the direction that Toronto's heading in. They're obviously rebuilding. I think he's kind of the perfect guy to take them to this next level here. And he's been fun to watch as a coach. And I like the players. I like the system. They're kind of building around Scotty Barnes. And like I said, he just seems like a really cool guy. And I say this a lot, but easy to root for.
I completely agree. I didn't know anything about the guy, obviously, when they hired him, other than he was from Serbia. I didn't know any history from him. I've looked up
long time assistant.
Yes. And I've looked up a lot of stuff on him, recently, especially since We've seen the stuff with the Warriors assistant coach Milojevic and his passing. We saw a lot of statements, you know, basically, you know, fellow countrymen. So he had nothing but good stuff to say about him. But just, yeah, I think the hire is great. I think, you know, you brought a guy in for player development. I don't know much about Nick Nurse either. I don't feel like he's a player development guy. I feel like he's just a be a coach guy. I don't know how to explain that. X's and O's kind of more have some more veterans and things to help them out. So, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, he made a name for himself in the D League, you know, before it became the G League.
Okay.
So, I mean, he does have a history of kind of developing guys, but I do agree with you. I think since he's come over to the NBA, obviously he was with Toronto for a long time. He took over for Dwayne Casey. Yep. And, you know, they were obviously, you know, they won a championship not too long after he took over. And in fact, I think it was right when he took over that first exactly. season. That was yep. the Kawhi Leonard season. Yep. And, you know, so he really hasn't been in a position where he's been able to develop guys. He's pretty much had to, you know, just go with it and compete here. And now, obviously, Philadelphia, and we'll get to them in a little bit. They got a lot of stuff going on right now at the moment. But obviously, you know, when they're healthy and everything, their expectation right now is championship or bust. So, yeah.
Nope, but yeah, no, he seems like a great man for the job. And I do like what they're doing in Toronto, you know, moving some guys, getting some more assets and things like that. So hopefully, yeah, north of the border, you guys are proud of your your Raptors. let's see. So, yeah, that was going to lead into, we mentioned Coach Milojevic. Obviously, you know, rest in peace, thoughts, friends, family, everybody, Warriors organization. We stress that again. But also because of that passing, there were a few games that were missed between a few teams. And those games have actually been rescheduled. They don't really have. So, yeah, Dallas at Golden State was rescheduled to April 2nd. Golden State at Dallas rescheduled from the 2nd to the 5th. Of April, and then Atlanta at Dallas has been rescheduled from April 5th to April 4th. I didn't look so far ahead into the schedule grid to see what effect that has, but obviously if you're doing head to head playoff wise, you're probably pretty much done by that point. So I don't think that
you should be.
And then, I guess, you know, if you're doing season long or you're doing something like that, or you're doing, a roto where you're just going all year. I mean, yeah, it may have some effect, but I doubt it. So I don't think it's that important, but I just wanted to mention it. But to go along with all the other schedule stuff this week, everybody's got three or four games. Next week, though, there are some teams to look into. So, yeah, in week 16, which is next week, like I said, it looks like the Nuggets, Wolves, Jazz, and Blazers all just have two games, I believe, next week. So definitely keep that in mind. Yeah, where do we go from here? I don't know. How about a quick WNBA update?
Here's the update.
All right. So we mentioned all the fun stuff happening in the NBA, WNBA. A lot of fun stuff happening right now, too. If you do follow the WNBA, free agency is basically in full gear right now. So somebody's pounding on something downstairs. Sorry about that. If you can hear that through the microphone. Kids, man. Anyways, big news today. New York Liberty, Jonquel Jones re-signed. I don't know if she officially signed, because you can't officially sign, but basically she's committed to coming back to the New York Liberty on a 2-year deal. And also just recently, our girl, one of our favorites, Satu Sabally, Dallas Wings, she's returning to the Dallas Wings. So two great free agents. Moves of people returning back to their respective teams. There's a lot of free agents this year, and there's a lot of big name free agents this year that who knows, you know, if, how the landscape will be shifting within the WNBA. But like Breonna Stewart is actually, she's available. I would assume she's not available. I assume she's going to go to New York, but
yeah,
to New York. But I mean, she's a free agent. Lena Deladon, Nneka Ogwumike and Candace Parker. So you got four MVPs right there that are free agents. And you got people like Skylar Diggins-Smith still available. Brittany Griner is a free agent. So there could be a lot of change in the landscape.
That's a big offseason right there. Yeah. That'll be fun to watch play out.
Yeah. So if you enjoy, you get to see this free agent period of WNBA and the trade deadline of the NBA at the same time. So if you're a fan of both and you like to follow both, it's a really good time to love
basketball. It's going
to
keep us busy for sure.
Let's see what else. I'm just going to go a little more women's basketball right here before the end here. Let's see. Caitlin Clark in the news a lot, obviously, lately. We talk about her all the time. She's awesome. Ohio State had the upset of Iowa. What was that? Probably not this last weekend. I think it was over a week now. Court storming, whatever, fan and her run into each other. There's all these crazy videos and stuff all over the place. I don't know. I just think it's more incidental, but whatever. That's for you to decide. Regardless, just after another game, she does her post-game interview, goes straight to a fan, signs a shirt, takes a picture with her. Turns out she's has leukemia, so she made sure in advance that, you know, she'd go find her after the game. So she just, one after another, continues to keep doing awesome stuff.
So freaking cool.
So that's there. Also, I thought it was interesting, the women's college basketball, LSU South Carolina, obviously two powerhouse women's basketball programs. They actually had more viewers than the Celtics Heat TNT broadcast last Thursday.
Wow.
So I don't really have to say much more about that other than that's very impressive.
It is.
And they're coming. They're coming. Gaining popularity. I love it. I love it. Let's see what else. And then we'll tie more. One last thing in the WNBA. We saw, who was it? Was it Pajemski and Steph Curry talking pregame? I think it was. And they were mic'd. I think it was him. I can't remember. But Curry talking to somebody. I think it was Pajemski. And they were talking about, he asked her, you know, like, who has the record for in a three-point competition, basically. And he's like, Sabrina? And he's like, yeah, we might have to settle that once and for all. Well, it turns out they are going to settle that, and that might be the only thing I watch.
Yeah,
NBA All-Star
weekend. Same here. Yeah, that's going to be really, really cool. It's a great idea.
It's a fantastic idea.
It's really cool.
One of the greatest ideas I ever heard. We kept talking about, you know, ways that I remember in the past, you know, how Adam Silver wouldn't take ways of growing the WNBA and just kind of, you know, mixing it with the NBA as much as they could. And I think they're starting to do that now. Obviously, this is one sign that they're definitely moving that direction. So that'll be a lot of fun to watch. And that's your WNBA update. As far as other stuff and the All-Star game is concerned, I mean, I think we still have the same feelings about the All-Star game as we did last year around the same time as season one, episode 6, that was titled "We Don't Care About the All-Star Game."
Yep. Couldn't care less. There's too much other stuff going on. Way more important, especially us fantasy players. Like you said, WNBA, huge off season. I'm way more excited about all that stuff.
But yeah, I think the only thing we will be focusing on, we're not going to do it in this episode, but it'll probably be next week when we start looking at the schedule surrounding the All-Star game break and things of that nature.
So. Yeah, we'll break that all down. And that'll be fun too.
So yeah, this episode might be really short because I just rolled through all of that information I had. I thought maybe I'd have a little bit more, but no, I think that's going to be it for the first half.
It's all good, and it balances it out. You know, we went really, really long last week, so and we expect a very busy week next week. So, calm before the storm.
Exactly. So, if you have time after this episode is short, after we get done with the second half here, go back if you didn't listen to the whole episode last week. It was pretty good. So,
agreed.
We'll catch you after this break. Hey, it's Scott from Menace Podman, and if you love sports and you're a somewhat low-key gambling degenerate like I am, you should definitely check out Outlier.bet. They have a super easy-to-use platform supported on both mobile and desktop sites, and it really allows you to crunch the numbers and make you get some confidence in the bets that you're making. You can do multiple things on Outlier. You can explore across multiple markets. You can get suggestions and curated picks. You can analyze trends, matchup data, line movement. And my favorite feature, Outlier is integrated with multiple betting sites. So you can seamlessly transfer your picks to automatically fill out your bet slips with just as easy as two clicks. So there's a link directly in the show notes to Outlier. You should check them out. Click on the link, go to the site, sign up, get a free 7-day trial of Outlier, and go win some money. All right, welcome back. We are just going to jump right into Steve's news note.
All right, here we go. We'll start with some coaching news that happened last week. The Washington Wizards, they fired Wes Unseld Jr.
Time to go, Maryland.
As their head coach, and they promoted Brian Keefe to interim head coach. So we've been talking a lot about these guys. We expect that they're going to pretty much blow it up. You know, we talked about how they re-signed Kyle Kuzma. You and I didn't understand that move whatsoever.
No, man, no.
And I'm sure they're going to be desperately trying to trade him. I've heard that there's some interest, but obviously he signed a big contract, so that's going to be a big commitment to whoever trades for him. They've been a mess. Their roster's just, you know, to me, I that's like the worst situation you could be in, because they're really bad, and they've just got really bad contracts that they're not really going to be able to move off of, more likely than not. If they do find a taker for Kuzma, they're going to have to take stuff back. That's why you and I were saying.
Pistons. They remind me of the Pistons a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Basically. Yep, just kind of stuck. Nowhere to go. Obviously, you know, they'll finish with a really bad record, so they'll have a shot at the number one pick, or at least a really high lottery pick, and that'll help. But they're going to have to dig their way out. It's going to be really bad. You know, they're kind of alienating their fans a little bit too, because they're talking about moving. Yeah, it's just kind of a mess, you know. I feel bad for anybody rooting for that team. Of course, you know, we've talked about our own team and our problems here, so it's not like we're, you know, trying to make fun of anybody. I mean, we feel their pain. That's all I'm trying to say.
It's such a weird team. I don't know anybody who roots for any, when they're the Bullets or anybody, any Washington fan base. Like, it's so weird. It must just be completely local. There was a, I don't know if anybody saw it. I think it was on Twitter. I can't remember who posted it or put it out, but it was based, because it was what, last week or whatever, was Rivals Week, right? Mm-hmm. I can barely even say that. Rivalry Week in the NBA.
It's so a tongue twister.
Yes. So they were trying to show a map of the United States and show the rivals. And
yeah.
Just put an arrow and, you know, where this is going, blah, blah, blah. And there was basically, there was the Washington Wizards, and there was an arrow that circled and came right back to him. And somebody was like, so the Wizards are the Wizards' rival.
They are their own rival.
Yeah,
so with some of the moves they've done.
I don't know if that was on purpose or not, but yeah, it kind of feels like it.
That's even going back to like the whole Jordan thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They just kind of, they were their own worst enemy. That's funny.
Can't stand that W that's supposed to look like a wizard. I hate that logo.
Yeah. I'd say go back to the Bullets, but
yeah, obviously, I guess you can't do that.
No.
You'd have to, I don't know, they'd make some politically correct. I can't even think of anything right now. Like the Washington Nerf, I don't know, something like that.
All it makes me think of is, where is Ja?
Yes. And I didn't know anything about that until you told me about it at first. But
yeah.
Oh, it's great.
So let's get into injuries here. We got a lot of injuries going on right now. A lot of positive news, a lot of guys kind of coming back, but some kind of new and you know, possibly troubling injuries. So we're going to start off with the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid, he's been dealing with a left knee injury. He's undergoing an MRI to determine the extent of his injured knee. And we've been calling this for a while now. I am very, very concerned about this guy. I know when he plays, he's been amazing. But I am really afraid that they're going to, you know, possibly shut him down for a while, because he just, you know, keeps aggravating this, you know, this injury, and just in general, you know, he's banged up. So I've been saying for a long time now, you should be rostering Paul Reed. If you own Embiid in season-long fantasy,
one in, one out,
you should have Paul Reed on your roster. Just, I don't care what you got going on with your last roster spot. Find a way to make room for Paul Reed. So if he's out there, pick him up right now. Yeah, we'll see what happens. It could still be like a day-to-day kind of thing. You know, there's all this talk about the 65 game, you know, minimum to be able to win all the awards and stuff. And a lot of the players, including Embiid, are complaining about it. But it is what it is. And he said, you know, we talked about it before too. He said, I don't care. At the end of the day, you know, the most important thing is being healthy and being ready to compete for a championship. So
it is kind of weird right now, though, too, because there was all the stuff what he was supposed to play against the Nuggets. Last minute wasn't on reports and things like that. And
that is shady.
I'm not sure. Like, I'm like, is he really as injured as we're maybe thinking he might be?
Or it's true. We don't really know.
Putting on some kind of fake injury stuff to make it look like that was appropriate to be.
Yeah, no, it's you're right. That might be spot on, dude. Yeah, and it's all possible, and it's all stuff that's happened before with other teams, and it's something that the NBA, I think, is really trying to clean up, especially now with the emergence of betting and obviously fantasy. You know, it makes our job a lot easier if we know who's going to be in and out, you know. But that's why we're here, and that's why we're talking about it, and we're trying to give the people all the information that we have, and, you know, it's all we can do. Embiid's teammate, Tyrese Maxey, he's been dealing with a sprained left ankle. He's missed the last three games, but fortunately he should be returning tomorrow, February 1st. So hopefully he's going to be okay. Obviously they're going to need him. I'm going to go ahead and call it right now. All-star Tyrese Maxey. I think he winds up getting in, you know, as a reserve, but we'll see. Like I said, you know, I'll speak for both of us here. We don't really give a shit about the game itself, but we do, you know, care to see guys like Maxey, you know, get their due.
I was going to say, these guys have to have some sort of bonuses built into their contracts where if they make all-star teams, they got to be getting more money. So I care for them to earn that and not be stuck.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure guys like Brunson, you know, if he's not named a starter, which he's not, he probably gets some less of a bonus in some sort. So it probably affects them big time, right? But other than that, I don't really care. And then also at the same point, I kind of don't care about that either because they're making enough money. I think they'll be okay. Whether they get some certain amount of bonus from an all-star game. But I mean, but if I got slighted a bonus at work myself, I'd be pissed too.
No, so. Oh, yeah, for sure. speaking of fellow all-star Tyrese's, Tyrese Halliburton, he's been dealing with a strained left hamstring, but he did return last night, January 30th. He played only about half the game. They kind of took him out as a precaution, but it sounds like he's going to be okay. Sounds like he's going to be playing the rest of this week and hopefully should be good the rest of the way here heading into All-Star weekend. So, yeah, hopefully he's good. Good to go. One guy who is not good to go is Kyrie Irving. With the Mavericks. He's been dealing with a sprained right thumb. He's missed the last four straight games. And, you know, we've been talking all about Dallas. They're right now. We'll get to the day-to-day list. Luka Doncic is not playing tonight, January 31st. Pretty much their whole team is out. So this is another one of those situations where, like in DFS or if you're streaming daily, you know, just go nuts and pick up whoever's actually left standing on the Mavericks roster right now. Hopefully, you know,
this is probably a nice little pickup.
Yep, I streamed him today, so. Yeah, but Kyrie, hopefully he can come back. You know, again, we don't really care about All-Star, but obviously the fans want to see these guys. So, you know, hopefully he can get healthy and play in the game, but we'll see. Another guy who's really been battling injuries, and we called this LaMelo Ball. He's got a sore right ankle. He's going to miss his third straight game tonight, again, January 31st. And, man, we've been saying it. If you have him in season long, you should be trying desperately to sell him and so that you can get something for him because there's a shutdown coming. It's also a reason why we stress, you know, if you're in head-to-head leagues, make your playoffs as early as possible because guys like him who get injured all the time and are on shitty teams, that's who you want to avoid. So if you can get all the games and get your season done before, you know, they go down. That's perfect for fantasy. But in any case, yeah, they're just going to, you know, keep trucking along. Kyle Lowry, who they acquired, we talked about that last week. He's not going to play for them. It sounds like they're going to just try to reroute him. So they're running out of bodies. You know, I think they're just going to kind of throw different people out there, just kind of mix and match. I don't think there's a clear pickup right now for that team. And, you know, they traded away Rozier. So they don't really have any guys who stand out to me in fantasy. So I'm just kind of avoiding it.
Yeah, no, I'd agree. There's nobody there. If any, and cause even the guys that, like you said, you know, they're going to probably get shut down or not play as they're non-competitive. So as the year goes on, they won't get much time. I mean, I think the only guy that really benefits from all this stuff is Brandon Miller in my eyes, but he's already, I'm sure, rostered, and I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
League, so he's all over the place. Yep. But I think you might get a boost from him in production, though, so that would be nice if you own
him. Yeah, and yeah, no, that's a good call.
Somewhere of a sell high, if you will, but
maybe.
I don't think anybody's going to take him.
Yeah, and you mentioned, too, Charlotte's playoff schedule for fantasy is not the greatest. So, right. You know, definitely if you own any of those guys, you know, check your league settings to find out, you know, when your fantasy playoffs, you know, are taking place, and then, you know, total up the games and just make sure. Because, yeah, it's not worth it. If, you know, if you can sell these guys and get something for them, that's definitely what we recommend. Got some positive news for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Evan Mobley, we talked about how he had left knee surgery, been out for a long time, but he returned a couple nights ago, January 29th. He played 18 minutes, but looked really good. He had, he played 21 minutes, but yeah, looked solid. He had 10 points, 9 boards and a steal, shot the ball pretty well. I mean, he looks, you know, like he's going to be okay. I assume that they'll ramp him up. You know, we talked about how he and Jared Allen, it's been kind of a weird mix between the two of them. Hopefully they can get, you know, healthy together and kind of get in a groove. The team's going to be counting on those guys together. And we talked about how good Jared Allen's been this season with Mobley out of the lineup. So yeah, hopefully those guys can.
I was going to say, he was still good too the other day against the Clippers when Mobley returned with those 21 minutes.
Yeah.
Granted, it was only 21 minutes, but Jared Allen still had 20 and 17.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. And so hopefully he can continue that. Hopefully for fantasy, these guys can, you know, keep doing their thing. And hopefully in real life, you know, Cleveland can get maximum production out of those guys. They're going to need it if they want to make that step towards, you know, coming out of the Eastern Conference. And then Darius Garland is coming back tonight. He was out with a fractured jaw, but he's returning January 31st against our Pistons. And, you know, that should be a huge pickup, you know, huge boost for them getting their, you know, floor general back out there. Donovan Mitchell, we talked about him. He's been amazing this year as well. And I expect that to continue even with Garland coming back and, you know, maybe taking a little bit of usage away, but I mean, Donnie Mitchell's still the man. And
the Cleveland is, I can't believe, like, I guess I can believe it, but I can't believe it. They just like fly under the radar, and you like, they're, I don't even know where the standings are now. I haven't looked. They get, I mean, 28 and 16. So I don't know where that puts you in the East right now, but they just keep rolling. Like, yeah, so you get people out and they keep going. Now they're getting people back. They're getting even, should be getting even better, right? I mean, and now you see teams like Philadelphia, like you just mentioned at the top of the news and notes, starting to somewhat, you know, have some attrition, and who knows what's up in, with Embiid. Milwaukee can't guard or play defense for the life of them. All of a sudden, Cleveland.
This could be their chance to strike.
Cleveland, New York, the Knicks. It could. It's kind of leading up to a year where one of those two teams could be a team that represents the East in the finals.
Yeah, and huge shout out to you know, Coach Bickerstaff for the job that he's done. You know, they're a team on the rise, and yeah, like you said, chance to capitalize on everything. So we'll have to see how it plays out. Here's a rare sighting: Ben Simmons. He finally came back. He's been out with this lower back injury. He returned January 29th. He played 18 minutes, but played really, really well. He had 10 points, 8 boards, 11 assists, a steal, and a block. But to no one's surprise, he is out for the next game. And, yeah, just get used to this, man. It's just going to be in and out all year, all career.
I can't even use the one in, one out. Because
it's, no.
It's one, just, you know, yep. I guess maybe one game in, one game out. I don't know.
There you go. There you go. So, I mean, if you own him, cool. You got a really good game out of him. I wouldn't get too comfortable.
Yeah, and just call him. I mean, he's got a great spot on your roster. It's called IL Plus. That's where he goes. That's the Ben Simmons spot. They made it just for him, probably.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Our guy, Cade Cunningham, had the strained left knee. He returned January 27th, but then missed, I think, two more games, but is coming back tonight, January 31st. So, unfortunately, Cade's another one. We can almost put him in the same category as LaMelo Ball. He's becoming tougher to trust. I think if there's any kind of, you know, setback, you know, he's a huge shutdown risk. Obviously, Detroit's going nowhere. He's going nowhere this season. You know, like he's not, they're not going to trade him. So, you know, he's not going to go to another team or anything like that. So, I mean, if he gets hurt, you know, there's a real good chance they'll just shut him down.
Yeah. And they'll, I assume, not to cut you off, but I assume they were probably going to shut him down even if he didn't get hurt this year just because of the past history, right? In last year.
So yeah.
I didn't think it was going to last that long.
Yeah. And anyway. And maybe you maybe take a longer look at our boy Sasser. So,
yeah. He could be Yeah, like you said, looking forward into DFS and things like that. He's a silly season, like you talked about.
Yeah, fantasy playoffs. I think Sasser's a guy you should probably be adding to your watch list right now and just be ready to pounce on that if there's any kind of news of, you know, any kind of an injury and or trade. Because, you know, we talked about how Killian Hayes could and probably should be traded, like, now. Depending on what else happens with the backcourt, you know, Sasser's a guy that could be looking at, you know, a huge boost in minutes and usage. So,
and we'd assume, you know, Bogdanovich goes somewhere too. So, there's lots.
Sure
of,
hope so.
Lots of.
Sure hope so. We'll find out next week.
Anyways, brought that off track a little bit. Sorry.
Yeah. No worries. Some more positive news. DeAndre Hunter with the Hawks. He had been out for a while with a right knee injury, but he returned January 30th. Didn't play a whole lot. I'm not sure that he's going to get his starting spot back anytime soon. And they're a team, you know, under the microscope here, a lot of trade rumors. So we need to see what happens with them based on what, you know, they do and who they bring in, who they get rid of. You know, that could impact Hunter's role. But right now, I think they're going to bring him off the bench. I think they're going to bring him along slowly. And, you know, we'll have to see what happens next week. Your boy, Jaime Jaquez Jr. with the Heat, he had been dealing with a strained left groin. He returned January 27th, but he's a guy that in season-long fantasy, I don't know that he's a must-own right now. You know, now that, you know, obviously Jimmy Butler's back, Bam Adebayo's back, Tyler Hero's back, obviously Rozier's in the lineup. You know, I just think that's a little too much firepower. Maybe, offensively, but
you could just do some side-by-side comparisons, though.
Yeah. You know? That's a great commercial.
That is fantastic.
And that's an awesome reference right there. All kidding aside, Hawkins is a guy that maybe you just hang on to see what happens with the deadline next week. And then also, we talked about it. You know, Butler's going to be in and out of the lineup. You know, he's another guy that anytime there's anything, they'll just sit him down. And anytime that he goes down, that usage just gets spread amongst the whole rest of the roster. So Hawkins is a guy that could have some value. And obviously if anybody else goes down with any injuries, you know, if anybody has any setbacks or anything, we know that Hero, Adebayo, they all miss time. So anytime any of those guys go down, Hawkins is like the first guy to pick up. So just if you own him in season long, if you're going to drop him, just keep him on your watch list or keep him ready to pick up, like I said, if there's any news of an injury and or trade. Switching over to the Raptors, Emmanuel Quickley, he's dealing with a right quad contusion. He's missed three straight games. hopefully it's kind of a day-to-day thing, but we don't really know. And then we were hoping that Jakob Poeltl would come back. He has not come back yet. So his is kind of sounding day-to-day-ish at this point as well. So hopefully next week we'll have some positive news on both of those guys.
Yeah, and then I traded him earlier this year, so I wasn't hoping that much that he'd return.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens with that. And then with the Knicks, Julius Randle, this one kind of sucks here. Yeah. He's got a dislocated right shoulder. He's going to be out multiple weeks. I'm assuming they're just shutting him down through All-Star weekend, All-Star break, you know, just kind of reassess it, you know, reevaluate him after that, see where he's at.
But I think also maybe not just him, but also where the team is, because I mean, what did they do? They've won every game but two here in the month of January. So the Knicks aren't being stopped. Obviously I was with Julius Randle both those games, but yeah, they keep winning without him too. Obviously there's going to be no need to rush him back.
Yeah, for sure. And then they brought back Taj Gibson, which was pretty cool. They signed him to a 10-day contract.
Shocker.
Yeah. No, I love it, man. I think it's cool. You know, keep him going.
I love it, but what I can tell you, what I really love is Precious Achiuwa getting all these minutes. He's one of my guys. I'll just do it now. He's one of the pickup guys. I had him on the list right when the same game that Randle went down. What was that, Saturday, I believe, an afternoon game? And they brought Achiuwa was in. Achiuwa had like 10 rebounds that game. Okay. Game was that against Miami? It was, yeah, Miami Saturday.
Yeah, so he's looked like, great. Revenge game, yeah, former Heat.
Yeah, and he had like 10 boards that game, and I was like, I lost some bets because of it, because I wasn't getting the rebounds to the other guys that I needed. But then I was like, well, he's not going to get those type of minutes, you know, the next two games, and he got more. He had 31 that game. He got 33 against Charlotte. He got 40 against Utah the other day, and he had 18 points the other day against Utah as well. So
yeah, no, he's looked great. He's looked great. I was going to save fantasy ads for after the day-to-day list, but let's just go ahead and knock him out now, because the first two guys on my list besides Precious were Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo. If they just happen to be available in any leagues, I mean, obviously all of these guys are going to benefit with Randle's being out of the lineup, all that usage. And we talked about how Brunson missed a few games. He's back now. He looks fantastic, but obviously, if anything happens to him, it's all the more reason that the rest of these guys are going to benefit statistically from that. So all of these guys are, you know, guys that if they are available in season long, I think they're not just streams. I think they're pickups and holds. So if they're out there, any of them, go ahead and grab them, even Precious.
This whole Knicks team is like, I know I shouldn't be. I feel like how I talk about the Clippers in the past where I get all excited, but like, they're proven they got a lot of depth. Like, I mean, these guys are coming out. I mean, they got guys like, maybe they'll make some moves and stuff some more, but I'm not sure. Maybe this will be it. But you got a guy like Quentin Grimes coming off the bench. I mean, he was starting at one point. Like, you've got guys who are starter quality guys who can start on the bench. So you just tons of depth. I don't know. Sky's the limit for them this year, I think.
And again, there are trade rumors. And something to keep in mind, too, is that when teams make trades, it takes a few days sometimes to get these guys to their location, their new locations, you know, get their physicals done and get them ready to play. So when teams make trades in the short term, there will be pickups, you know, there will be stream situations, you know, for who's left standing. So if New York does make a trade, you know, if they trade a guy like Grimes or something like that, I mean, that's just going to clear out more space and more room. So, and lead to more minutes. We'll get to the day-to-day list here in a second, but OG Anunoby's on there. So again, that's even more opportunities for the rest of these guys. So yeah, if any of these guys are sitting out there in season long, I think you pick them up. They're all guys that you can definitely use in DFS.
Yeah. Josh Hart had that unicorn 10-10-10 game the other day.
And he's hilarious too. I love just seeing his tweets. You know, I don't go on Twitter too often, but I do go on Hoops Hype a lot. And I feel like he's on there every day saying something funny.
Yep. So like, he'll kid around and just, yeah, his sense of humor is nice. I love it. Yeah. I like the Brunson stuff, you know, not making the starter. He's like, he's a fucking loser.
Exactly.
That's hilarious to me.
Exactly. And then the only other guy I wanted to mention is Eric Gordon, because, again, we'll get to the day-to-day list. But Grayson Allen, is dealing with some stuff right now. So if he winds up missing time, I think Eric Gordon's a must add. So just, you know.
That's funny. I had Eric Gordon or Precious Achiuwa, because basically what I did was I was dropping Jeremy Sochan, because I feel like he had that nice hot week there, or 2 weeks or whatever it was, and I think he's past that. I don't think that's I think that's just a flash in the pan. So
it's the Spurs, man.
Yeah, and I was dropping to him, and then I was like, do I want Gordon or do I want Achiuwa? And I was like, based the way the fantasy makeup of one of my teams is, I want that high percentage rebounding, you know, kind of guy. So I was like, I'm just going to take Achiuwa and throw him in there for a while. So,
yeah,
but yeah,
smart
no,
move.
That's,
good
but
call.
Yeah, Eric Gordon is a great idea.
Yep. And then I've got a really long day-to-day list, so I'll just read these names off. If we want to talk about any of them, we can, but otherwise, hopefully they're all just day-to-day, nothing more. I've got Nikola Jokic, Anthony Davis, Luka Doncic, Paul George, Jared Allen, Jalen Williams, Grayson Allen, OG Anunoby, Mike Conley, Herb Jones, Derek Lively II, Keldon Johnson, Klay Thompson, Zion Williamson, Vince Williams Jr., Luke Kennard, Isaiah Stewart, and RJ Barrett. All day today.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything special to mention about those day-to-days. I'll just add my other pickups, though, on my list. This one is very speculative, and this is just to keep an eye on. Andrew Wiggins had a good game the other day. I can't remember who he was playing. Golden State was playing. Maybe that was that the Lakers? Golden State, that crazy game. So, you know, it went to double overtime.
I think it was.
So that may have had some impacts on the stats, obviously. I'm trying to look it up real quick, but not only did he have like some good numbers, he shot a good percentage. He was very efficient. It was the Lakers game. He was 8 for 12 from the field and 3 for 4 from three, 22 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a block and 2 steals. And then he followed it up against Philadelphia shooting 8 for 10, 23 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, a block and 3 steals. If Wiggins comes back to those types of lines, man, he's awesome. And the last time I looked, he was on the waiver wire. He was a free agent. He wasn't even rostered on a team in my league. So I don't know. Just take a look at him, watch him. If you want to throw him at the end of your bench or something, if you got a spot, go for it. But maybe he might be catching a little bit of fire and some old Andrew Wiggins. Just saying, that's all.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead and throw Jonathan Kuminga's name out there too. He's been red hot lately as well.
Yeah, there's some opportunities in Golden State, especially the way Steve Kerr uses people and usage and stuff.
Yeah, and like we said, Klay Thompson is day-to-day right now. So,
and he's, what, a free agent at the end of the year? Maybe they trade him. Who knows?
Maybe.
So, things like that.
Great call.
Another guy, this is a guy too, if you just – mainly just points, like scoring, Cam Whitmore. We talked about him a long time ago when we were talking about Governor Whitmer on that episode. But Cam Whitmore is finally getting minutes, finally getting time, but not a lot of minutes off the bench. He's going to be like 19 minutes, I believe, the other day. But he's been scoring 15, 20 points a game. So if you only need points and you're just streaming a guy, nobody's going to have him rostered. But if you just need some points, catch up somewhere, go for it. Whitmore's got a really good shot at picking some stuff up.
And he could be one of those guys, if the Rockets do make a move, he could be a guy that maybe benefits in the short term as like a stream, somebody to use in DFS. So yeah, that's a good call as well. Good suggestion.
And then my last guy, I hate him. I absolutely hate him. I will not roster him. I won't bet on him. I won't put him in my DFS lineups. Kevin Huerter. That whole team is inconsistent, but he is like the epitome of inconsistency to me. One day he'll have, he'll do something that's worthy of having him on your roster for a day, and the next day he won't do shit. But he hit a couple nice games in a row, so whatever. I guess I'm just saying, keep him on your watch. Let's keep an eye on him. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about a lot of light in the beam last season, but, you know, this year they've been kind of pissing me off, man. Sabonis hasn't been as good. you know, Fox has been good. But the rest of their team, like you said, they're just such a crapshoot.
They can't hit free throws this year. That's a big issue. I don't know where they are as far as free throw percentage, as far as team, how it adds up with the league. But I know De'Aaron Fox is not hitting free throws for sure like he used to at the clip he used to.
Yeah.
Their defense, again, it kind of reminds me of Milwaukee, where they got this sweet offense that they can – Milwaukee's a lot better offensively, obviously. But that's what Sacramento was last year. It kind of reminds me of Milwaukee this year, where they couldn't stop anybody, but they could score with the best of them. And eventually that catches up with you, like it did against Golden State last year for Sacramento. But
we might be seeing a trade coming for them as well.
Yeah, they I mean, they're hanging around, though. I can tell you that much. They're hanging around in the West. So, I mean, something could happen. You could say trade one way or the other, right? Who's coming in there. But we'll see if – hopefully they can make some kind of move to get themselves better, because I think they have a chance. I think they have a chance, but the way the Clippers are playing, the way Oklahoma City's playing, those two teams look like the cream of the crop in the West right now.
Yeah, but Denver, Minnesota, it's wide open.
Yep. I did want to mention, too, I am really missing Zubac. I love him, and I think the Clippers are, too. And I think you saw that in the loss to Cleveland the other day, where he – because he's not a big time scorer right on that roster, but he's a scorer on that roster. And when you guys get, they got guys like Mason Plumlee and Daniel Tice filling in for them, they don't get the scoring out of them like they can get out of Zubats. So I think he's a very integral part to the success of the Clippers going forward through the rest of the season. We need him to return. So.
Well said.
Anyways, had to get that out there. I miss the guy. I love him. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
he can go on the All Scott team for sure. All right, but yeah, that's all I had is pickups. Is that everything you had there on pickups too?
All I got, my brother.
Nice. There is one more thing though we neglected to mention, and you said we got to give some due to, and that's these scoring outbursts here in the NBA. We should probably acknowledge just a little bit between the, what Devin Booker's been doing. Obviously not as many points as Luka or as Joel Embiid the other day. I don't know.
Cat.
I don't know. Cat. Yep. Cat.
In a losing effort.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's crazy, but it's not crazy because.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's the downside to not playing defense.
Like, I could see Giannis scoring 70 and Milwaukee losing. Like, I could see that for sure. Like, I mean, it's not impossible. I could see Giannis scoring 100. In Milwaukee losing.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds crazy, but I don't think it's far-fetched.
Especially with how they've been defending this season.
But I know there was a lot of people knocking on, like, Luka's, because that was against Atlanta, I believe, right? And them not, you know, playing great defense and crap like that. Luka was hitting shots. I mean, he played a great game. There might have been some. So maybe 73 against a team that was playing a little more defense. Maybe it's more like 60, and that's still impressive though. But
yeah, all of these guys, I mean, they're super talented. You know, they're, like you said, they're hitting these shots. You know, it doesn't matter about the defense. I mean, obviously, you know, we all want to see the best product on the floor as possible, but you have to give these guys credit. I mean, they're putting in the work. They're hitting these shots. You know, they're working hard, and it is fun to watch. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are complaining, and it sounds like the NBA could be heading towards making some rules changes, maybe toughening up the defense a little bit, getting back to kind of how it was 20 years ago. Maybe some of the, you know, body checking and stuff like that. I don't know. The hand checking, you know, we'll have to see. I don't know. A lot of rumors. I'm sure we'll hear a lot and talk about it a lot during the summer. We'll stay on top of that.
But I don't think anybody's ever happy, though. That's the problem.
That's just it. Yeah, you're not going to have – exactly, either side. There's always going to be kind of, you know, push and pull, you know?
It was like every sport's done it, right? Like hockey, they were not scoring enough, so they made the pads smaller, and now they're scoring too much, right? You know, things like that. Or baseball was the same way. You know, we love the home runs, so we're going to, you know, change this. And they have not so many home runs anymore. Like, but, yeah, no, nobody's ever happy. But I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I do feel like the game is turning a little bit more like an all-star game, though, which is getting a little on my nerves, a little bit worrisome.
Yeah.
So hopefully they do make some changes to the game.
It'll definitely be interesting to see, you know, what all comes up and what they do. And it'll be fun to talk about it if and when that happens.
Yep. One thing they got overshadowed too, I got to mention my boy, Domas Sabonis, January 29th, joined Wilt Chamberlain as one of the only players in NBA history since assists have been tracked in 56-57 to have a 20-25-5 90% line with 20 points, 26 boards, 5 assists, 10 for 11 from the floor.
That was a hell of a line.
Love the guy. I think that's more impressive than the scoring outbursts myself, but that's just me.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's, you know, you're getting all that done across the board.
Yep.
And he needed it.
Categories,
you know,
I guess.
That was great for fantasy. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, and I own him too, because I think there's no way I'm not going to own that guy in any team that I ever have.
He's definitely on the Scott team.
Yes. Yes, he is. There's, I know. I made a list.
We'll have to do that.
I had an all-Scott team I put out on Twitter. It was missing.
Let's do that this summer. Let's come out with, like, our all teams.
Yeah. I mean, really, I probably...
Like, our guys.
I had it there. It was awesome. It was, like, Derek White. It was Tyrese Maxey. Chet Holmgren I had on there. But I probably should replace Chet with a Sabonis. But, yeah. No, the thing is, there's
we'll have
to
do
guys.
That.
I would need like three teams, like first and second, third, all Scott team.
We could do that.
Or Scott all defense team. Scott, I don't know, something like that.
Anyways, we'll come up with something.
Yeah, yeah, we will. We'll have fun with it. Anyways, we filled it up. We got a nice 50 minutes out of this episode. It's awesome. I had a good time. Of course, thanks for listening to Menace Podman. You can find us on wherever you stream podcasts. You can find new episodes every week. You can find us on Twitter or X at Menace Podman. And if you haven't done so, which I assume most people have, give us a rating, give us a review, trying to move us up in popularity, gain us some listeners on these boards. We'd appreciate
Let's
it.
Let's go.
All right. We will talk to everybody next week.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Steve from Menace Podman. Scott and I have been having a blast creating our podcast. I can't tell you how much we look forward to recording days and providing amazing NBA content to our listeners every week. It's hard work, but with the right software, it's a lot easier. We use Podcastle to seamlessly edit and create production quality sounding podcasts. Podcastle is now equipped to record audio and video and distribute to all the places podcasts are found. You can find a link directly in the show notes to Podcastle. So if you're a podcaster or future podcaster, go check out Podcastle.
And Miss Podman.